federal law enforcement departments throughout the United States, the only national program that brings you authentic police case history. Gangbusters!
Tonight, the case of the costume killer, who was an old hand at his trade and a hard master to his apprentices, until he learned the first lesson of society at the hands of skillful detectives.
And now to gangbusters and facts that show the operation of our law enforcement officials in their war against the underworld. Gangbusters has asked Chief J.A. Pitcock, who recently retired as Chief of Police, Little Rock, Arkansas, after 31 years of service, to narrate by proxy tonight's case.
The inside facts in the case of the costume killer.
Chief Pitcock, from what you've told me, I know tonight's case is so fantastic, the facts about this criminal are hard to believe.
Yes, Don Gardner, but I've got his signed confession to murder right here in my hand.
Well, when did you first hear of this man, Chief Pitcock?
Well, Don, our reports start not too many months ago in the city of Paragould, Arkansas. A tall, slim man, about 40, had been sitting in the front parlor of his rooming house. He'd heard a knock at the door, and he was on his way to answer it.
All right, all right.
Hello, Mr. Oswey.
Well, come in, Joy. Don't stand there like a tired old field horse.
Yes, sir. Look, Mr. Oswey, don't be sore at me because I...
Don't tell me here. Come on in the parlor.
Yeah.
Kids, spend your days and nights trying to pound a little something in their pumpkin heads so maybe they'll amount to something. Get in there.
Yes, sir.
Well, what were you going to tell me, boy? Get it out of you. Think you wasn't born with a tongue.
I tried, Mr. Oswey. Honest, I tried.
Sit down.
Yes, sir.
Now, you got to listen to me, boy. For years, I've been showing kids how to do this. Kids, they all think they're smarter than you.
Oh, I don't think I'm smarter than you, honest.
Well, if you listened close to me and done exactly like I told you, you wouldn't have had no experience like that.
I tried, Mr. Oswey.
You didn't do it like I told you. You didn't do a thing I told you.
Well, I was awfully scared. That cop came pretty close, awful close.
Well, if you'd listened to me and if you'd opened the window like I showed you how to open it, you'd have been in there and out with a stack full of stuff before that cop even got close.
Yes, sir, I guess I would, but...
But nothing. I got boys all over this city and lots of other cities. I showed them what to do and how to do it. Now, me and you are going back to that store tonight, and me and you are going to come home with a gunny sack full of stuff.
Yes, sir.
And then after we get that, I'm going to show you a few other things. How to disguise yourself up good so nobody can pick you out. How to pick a lock with just a hairpin. How to break a man's arm with just one twist.
Do I have to learn that?
Of course you got to learn that, boy. Sometimes you got to hurt people. Sometimes if you don't hurt people, you get hurt yourself. And hurt bad.
Did you ever hurt anyone?
Only because I had to.
Bad?
Bad enough. I killed him.
Killed him?
Only two.
Oh.
That's what I did my time for. And if I'd killed the third one, I wouldn't have done no time at all. But I got soft-hearted. Serves me right. Now, never you get soft-hearted, boy.
Oh, no, sir.
Now, you listen to me. And I'll tell you how we're going to get in that store tonight.
Maybe you ought to use the glass cutter some more.
Shh, boy. Sure, I got it. Okay, Joey, I'll give you a boost up. You unlock the window.
Yeah.
Now grab a hold.
Okay.
Now, up you go. Okay, now. Reach in, unlock the window.
Yes, wait a minute. A little higher.
Yeah.
Okay, okay, I got it.
Good boy. Now come on down. If you hadn't did it like this last night, we wouldn't have had all this bother tonight. You got your gunny sack?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm going to boost you in. You know what to take. And when you get it, you meet me back the room.
Ain't you coming in with me?
There ain't but one way to learn, boy, and that's do it yourself.
But, Mr. Oswald...
Don't stand there arguing with me. Now, come here. I'll boost you.
It ain't fair.
Now, up you go.
Okay, that's enough.
Now, jump down. Everything all right?
Yeah, I think so.
Good boy. I'll see you back the room. All right, I'm coming. Joey?
Yeah, it's me.
Just a second. Come in, boy.
Yes, sir.
Well, good work, boy. You did fine. Where's the gunny sack?
I got it, Mr. Osprey. I left it in the shed.
Well, I told you to bring it so I could give you what you got coming.
I was gonna,
But what, boy? Speak up.
There was a cop waiting in front of my house.
A cop?
It's a good thing I saw him, Mr. Osprey. An awful good thing.
You snitch. You...
Please, Mr. Osprey, let me go. I didn't have anything to do with it.
What's he doing there, then?
I don't know. Huh? Let me go.
All right, boy. If this cop's waiting for you, that ain't good.
What do we do?
Well, I'll tell you, boy. You go on home and get to bed.
But the cop will
get
me.
That don't matter none, boy. You got no record. You get off easy.
But I don't want to go to jail. I don't want to.
They'll just give you a talking to. With me, it's a sight different. I'm on parole. They send me back to prison for life. You wouldn't want that to happen to your old friend Slim Usry, would you?
Oh, no, sir, I wouldn't.
Well, now you see why I got to leave town. Anyway, I got some of my other boys to look in on. I'll be in touch with you, boy. You'll hear from me. You're a good boy.
So, Don, Slim Usry, a paroled murderer and tutor in crime, fled to his native town of Hattiesburg, Mississippi, where he sought refuge at the home of his sister Etta. But Slim Usry's sojourn in Hattiesburg didn't prove as pleasant as he had hoped.
Slim? Slim? Slim!
Yeah, what's ailing you now?
I asked you to weed the garden. Instead, you sit there all day like you were the landlord waiting for his rent.
If you want the garden weed it yourself. I ain't budging, Etta. I ain't budging an inch.
Honest, Slim, it just ain't right.
If I feel like it, Etta, I'll sit here all week.
I don't know how many times I have to tell you, Slim. You ought to be out working like other men.
Now, looky here, Etta. If there was work I felt like doing, I'd be out doing it. There ain't no kind of work around this town I feel like doing. Can't you get that through your head?
If you don't work, you're blown back into the penitentiary.
Now, look here, Etta.
I said the penitentiary.
Don't you talk to me like that, Etta.
The whole town's talking about you. They all know what you are. I got to bear the shame.
Who cares?
I could see that you're sent back to jail.
You shut up, you old pig.
Don't.
Why should I dirty my hands on you? Fine home you give your own brother, always nagging. Don't know when to stop.
Guess it was a mistake taking you in.
More of a mistake not coming back.
I guess you better leave, Slim.
I reckon I best.
I want you to be packed when I get home. Yeah.
What time you coming back?
I won't be back till late tonight.
Hey!
What?
Who's going to fix my supper?
Nobody. You're not eating here again.
Hey, Etta! You old hen. You ain't sending me back no penitentiary. You ain't even going to think about sending me back.
That, Don, was the moment Slim Usry made up his mind to murder his sister Etta. He knew she would walk home that night, and he waited in the clump of weeds until he heard her footsteps.
Etta? Howdy, Etta. You have a nice time?
Oh, Slim, you scared me.
Did I, Etta?
What were you doing back in those weeds? Did you lose something?
No. I'm just fixing to lose something, that's all. But
what do you mean?
Nothing, Etta. Nothing at all.
Are you all packed to go? I don't want you in my house tonight.
I changed my mind, Etta. I'm staying.
Who said so?
I said so, that's who.
No, not in my house.
No?
If you don't go tonight, I'm calling the police.
You call him, Etta. You call him.
Slim, no. No. No, don't.
Oh, hen. Try to send me back to the penitentiary, will you? Fine little traitor brother. You. You old hen. I'll show you. Treat your brother like a wooden dog. Take care of you.
Huh? Deputy Sheriff Clarkson.
Deputy Clarkson, this is Slim Usry.
Yes, Slim.
It's my sister, Etta, Deputy Clarkson. She left the house yesterday to go visiting. She didn't come home all night.
Where'd she go, Slim?
Well, I don't rightly know, Deputy Clarkson. But you know Etta. That ain't like her. Something must have happened to her now. Would you help me find her?
All right, Slim. I'll be right over.
So, Don, The murderer, Slim Usry, reported to the authorities that his sister Etta was missing, although it was Usry himself who killed her. But in carrying out his plan to fool the police, Usry ran into unexpected difficulties.
Okay, let's break right here. More from Gangbusters right after these messages on 670 WMAQ.
George Burns and Gracie Allen.
Boston Blackie.
Edgar Bergen.
John and Blanche Bickerson.
This is Stan Freberg. Would you pay $60 for 60 of the greatest old-time radio shows of all time? Well, now you can by ordering Old Time Radio's Greatest Shows, a 60-episode collection for only $60. The Whistler, Gangbusters, Philip Marlowe, Gunsmoke, and many more. All on top-quality cassettes housed in a designer case. Plus, you'll also receive a 20-page anecdotal booklet giving you the inside story to each and every show.
Hold everything, Stan. This is Carl Amari, owner of Radio Spirits, with a special limited-time offer. If listeners call right now and mention this radio station, they can take $10 off the $60 price. But you must call right now and mention this radio station for this special $10 savings.
Hey, you don't have to convince me. Order toll free 1-800-RADIO-48. That's 1-800-723-4648.
It's time for Internet Jeopardy.
I'll take Internet Service Provider for $100.
They're the fastest growing Internet access company in Chicagoland.
Who is TechPort?
You're correct. You control the board.
I'll take Technical Support for $500.
The company with free 24-hour support.
Who is TechPort?
Right again. Still your turn.
Give me Internet Best Buys for $1,000, Bob.
Now listen closely. They're the company which offers unlimited Internet access, a free homepage for new subscribers, email, and free setup for only one low fee of $19.95 per month. Plus, the first 30 days are free.
Who is TechPort?
Right again. Now, if you answer this next question correctly, you'll double your money and walk away the new Internet Jeopardy champion. How can people sign up with TechPort Complete Internet Access?
That's easy, Bob. They call 1-800-830-4880 or log on to www.techinter.com.
Congratulations, you're our new Internet Jeopardy champion. And remember, TechPort is your best source for complete Internet access. Phone 800-830-4880.
Now, let's get back to Gangbusters.
Now, you were telling us, Chief Pitcock, that Slim Usry murdered his sister, Etta, and then reported her missing.
Yes, Don. And an investigation was started. The weeded area of the neighborhood was on the list of places where deputies thought the woman might be found, and the search there was in progress.
Deputy Clarkson?
Yes, Lynn.
You don't reckon we'd find Etta in here? If anything happened, Etta, it'd break my heart.
I know how you feel, Slim. Let's cut the talking and look.
Okay.
Matter, Slim.
Hey, boy.
Etta. Hold it, man.
What's the matter? What's the matter?
Did you find something, Slim? Good Lord.
Etta. Etta.
Come away from us, Slim. Come away.
I won't sleep a wink till I get the man who did this. I won't sleep a wink.
Come in.
Hello, Deputy Clarkson.
Slim.
They said you wanted to see me.
Yes. Come on over and sit down.
Sure, Deputy Clarkson. Well, you got any idea who killed my sis?
Yes, Slim. I've got a few ideas.
Well, you just tell me who it was. I could wring his neck with my two hands. I could...
You could what, Slim?
Well, you can't blame me none, Deputy Clarkson. Poor little Etta never did no harm, no one. Murdered in cold blood like that.
You killed two men yourself, Slim.
Well, that was different.
What was so different about it?
Well, I paid for it. I spent 19 years put away, and I... You don't think it was me killed Etta?
I didn't say you killed her, but you could have.
Well, I didn't. What did I be killing my own sis for?
I haven't any idea.
It's a fine thing. I come down here to help you, and I get accused of murder. Just because I've been in a little trouble once or twice, You can't let a man have no peace. Not even when they're fixing to bury his poor sister.
Hey, Slim.
Huh?
Come here.
What do you want?
How come it was you, out of all the people looking for Etta, that found her body? You seem to know just where it was.
Well, she just happened to be where I was looking. If not killed her, you don't think I'd be fool enough to find the body, do you?
Slim, I don't know what to think.
Well, Don, a few months went by and no new evidence turned up. Then one day, Slim Usry left town and went to Little Rock, Arkansas. Shortly after he arrived, Usry walked into a costumer's shop on Commerce Street and asked to look at a wig and mustache outfit he saw in the window.
Yes, sir. Finest wig and mustache in Little Rock. There you are.
Yeah, not bad. I've seen better.
I take it you're going to a party?
Oh, I figured on a couple of parties. You got a looking glass, yeah? If they look good on, maybe I'll take them.
Right in back here, sir?
Oh, yeah.
The mustache sticks right on.
I can see how it works.
Very good. Very good indeed. Nobody'd recognize you, not with that on.
How much?
Well, now, let's see. $11.80 with the tax.
Okay.
Shall I wrap them up for you?
Sure, wrap them. You don't think I'm going to wear them now, do you?
Attention, all squads. Be on alert for bandit who robbed Auto Rental Agency, Six and Scott, of several hundred dollars in cash. This man, described as tall and slender, apparently wore black mustache and wig as disguise. Caution! This man is armed and dangerous.
Oh, come on in, Sergeant.
What a morning, Captain. I had that witness look at every picture in the file. No luck. Not with that wig and mustache disguise. Good disguise.
You know, I can't remember anyone using a disguise like that on a holdup in years. This must be an old-timer.
Well, the victim thought he was about 40, Captain. It doesn't make him too much of an old-timer. I wonder if he bought that wig and mustache in one of the shops here in Little Rock.
Maybe. But they can't tell whether that stuff came from their shop until they see it. And it looks like we'll have to get our man before they can see it.
Mr. Usry.
Huh? Well, Joey. Sit down, boy. Sit down.
Thanks, Mr. Usry.
Call me Slim, Joey. People around here know me as Slim.
Okay. Slim?
Fine gravy you growed. How about a beer, Joey?
Oh, no, thanks. Later, maybe. Well, I came as soon as I got your letter.
Yeah. Well, I wrote to you, boy, because I like you. And I want to do something for you. I was sure glad to hear you didn't go to that reformatory.
Well, it was like you said. They gave me a talking to and let me go. They haven't caught me since.
That's good boy, Joey.
I figured when I got your letter you needed some help.
Not just yet, boy. First, you got to finish your lessons.
Lessons? Well, I could do okay now. I've been doing okay.
Well, maybe you could, but we got to be sure about it. Now, tonight, I'm going to try my old disguise trick again. You recollect I was telling you once about disguises?
Yeah, I remember.
Well, boy, tonight, I got a nice little old cafe all picked out. It'll be so easy, I won't need help from you. I wouldn't need you even if you was ready. So you just stick around my room.
Sir, what'll you have? This thing up. Reach.
What's the matter?
Everybody quiet.
Wait a minute.
Wait for nothing. I'm in a hurry. Where's the dough?
I'll get it.
Hey. It was an accident.
I don't like accidents. Now, don't anybody move. Clam gone. Anybody follow? Get the thing.
Get him.
How bad is he, Sergeant?
Luckily, not so bad. Both flesh wounds, Captain. This is his room.
Okay. Let's go in. Hello, Mr. Walters. How do you feel now?
Oh, not bad, considering.
I'm Captain Crossman.
Oh, hello.
Mr. Walters, do you think you could recognize the man who held up your cafe and shot you?
I don't know. Maybe I could. I ought to know that mustache anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Is this the mustache?
Yeah, that's it. I'd swear that's it.
It was found in an alley near your cafe. The hold-up man was seen running up that alley.
That's it, all right.
Thanks, Mr. Walters. We know where it was bought. Now all we've got to do is find the man who bought it.
I'm telling you, Joey, just like I tell all my boys. If you miss doing something one way, no matter how many times it worked, it ain't good no more.
That seems crazy to me. All you gotta do is get another mustache.
No, boy. Police and everybody else saw that mustache and wig trick. I gotta try something else.
Yeah, but you promised I could try the mustache trick.
I said no, boy. When I say no, I mean it. Maybe we pick up and go someplace else and try it, but not here in Little Rock.
That's nuts, Slim. And we're just getting set here.
Well, I don't know whether I'm gonna stay or not. They got a big charge against me. I could have killed that man last night.
Well, the guy was shot up a little. Serves him right.
Maybe I should have killed him.
Sure. So, he'd have been number three.
Joey. Number four.
Number four?
You heard me.
You mean you killed somebody since I saw you last?
What if I did? If you want no account. And getting back, we got to change our way of operating. We've got to just... Boy, where are you going?
I'm going out for some air.
Well, now watch out where you go and what you do.
Just going out to get you a present.
Present, boy? For me?
Sure. And one for myself. I'll see you later, Slim.
Captain Crossman.
This is Sergeant Woods. We've got men planted at that costume store. Nothing doing yet, Captain.
I'll keep them there. And at the other stores, too.
Okay, Captain, but it's pretty much of a shot in the dark. This fellow'd be a chump to come back for another mustache.
Maybe. But if he does come back, I want a welcoming party for him.
Joey?
Yeah, Slim, open up.
Where you been, boy? Get in here.
I told you I was going out to buy a present.
Oh. Is that it there?
Uh-huh, that's it.
Well, don't stand there, boy. If you're going to give it to me, give it here.
I got two of them.
What is it? Give it here, boy.
Not until you promise I can use one.
One what?
One of these mustache outfits.
Mustache outfits.
Uh-huh.
Where'd you get it?
Hey, let go. Hey, please, Slim, let go, will you?
Where'd you get it?
At the same store you showed me. Hey, please, Slim, you hurt me. Please.
I ought to kill you, boy. I ought to beat your brains out.
No, please.
You could have brought the cops here. You know that.
There were no cops. I look good, honest. Let go, Slim.
Huh? No cops?
I'm positive. I didn't see anybody.
Well, as long as you didn't see no cops, I guess be no cops coming here,
sure,
huh?
Sure. Everything's okay.
Yeah. You didn't listen to me, Joey. I kill people who don't pay no attention.
Slim, don't do nothing.
Come here, you miserable...
No, let go. I didn't mean nothing.
Didn't mean nothing, Al.
Hey, please.
Turn it loose.
Huh?
Police officers, you're under arrest.
Huh? Me?
Please, I didn't do nothing. He was trying to kill me.
We'll see about that, son. Come on, both of you.
Now watch how you're pulling.
Come on, you.
Okay, kid. Let's go.
No, I don't want to go to jail.
Come on, boy. It's just another lesson.
It should have been the first lesson. It should have been the first.
So, Don, that was the end of the teacher of crime. An Usri who thought he had committed a perfect murder made the worst mistake of all. He told someone about it. And the boy Joey told the police. In the Little Rock jail, William Usri confessed the murder of his sister Etta. Usri was returned to Mississippi, where he died in the electric chair in the Forest County Jail a few months ago.
Well, congratulations, Chief Pitcock, to you and to the men of the Little Rock Police Department who solved this terrible crime. Principal roles in tonight's dramatization were played by Bill Smith and Jack Grimes. Don Gardner speaking. Gangbusters is a Phillips H. Lord production.
And that's